Shalom and good morning. Once again, we continue with our thoughts as we discovered in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. Paul was challenging the church not to have disorder in the area of spiritual dimension. He began by letting them know that when people come together, when the church, not the people, when the church come together, they should avoid disorder. And he challenged the area and he said the first one is that they work on is authority, then the Holy Communion, when they come to eat the body of Christ or to celebrate food together. He tackled on that one. Then he talked about understanding the spiritual dimension, not to be ignorant, because ignorance is what was causing disorder in the body of Jesus Christ as far as the spiritual gifts are concerned. Now here we want to look at it from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. We go all the way to the end of it, I think it's verses 31. Now we want to look at that that unity can happen even when we have this diversity in the body. Paul, now take an example. The theme he's saying is that order is very important. That when you have disorder in the spiritual dimension, that even the gifts cannot benefit the church. And then he now give an example and says gifts only are able to work when there's unity. Here now Paul gives an example to help us understand how different gifts work together in one community, in a gathering, in an assembly. Now he gives the example of the body. They would understand the physical dimension. He took it as an example to help them understand the spiritual dimension. And so he's not talking about the body. And actually he's saying that gifts can only work together when there's unity. Unity is the highest order that can ever happen. Disunity is the highest disorder that can happen. Or you can get to know disorder through disunity in a family, in a marriage, in a church, in a country, in a football team, or in another group. So Paul talks about from verse 12. He says, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 12, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. Let's see how we can understand the working of the gifts, the nine gifts we discovered, how they work together, given by the Holy, by the same Holy Spirit. Let's now look as an example of the body to help us be able to, to understand the working of the Spirit through the physical body. He says, for we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. So we were identified, we were conformed by the same one Spirit so that we formed one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is made up of many parts. The body is not made up of one part, but many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, would it not for that reason stop being part of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. That is the bottom line. Many parts, one body. Many gifts, one body. If they cannot understand this message, they cannot understand the spiritual, about the spiritual gifts. And if they cannot see that we have got many parts, you've got the hand, you've got the eye, you've got the leg, you've got the nose, you've got, the stomach, all these are many parts, but they cannot exclude each other and say, I do not need the rest of the body. And when one suffers, everyone suffers. So he says that he gives this example of the body to understand the working of the gifts of the spirit. Just as all the parts of the body work to form one body of one individual, that's how the gifts of the spirit must work together to form the body of Jesus Christ. And that will eliminate disorder. So he says, verse 20, as it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are indispensable are unpresentable, we treat with special modesty. While other presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its part should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffer, every part suffer with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now, this is what the church at Corinth will not be able to understand, especially in the spiritual gifts. Because this church was boasting of the gifts, and they were competing, and especially the gifts of speaking, the prophecy and tongues will be coming to this. And Paul is now coming to tell them, look, the idea of the body that can help us understand is that one finger suffer, the whole body will feel pain. And when the head is honored, the whole body is honored. If we get this message of the body, what we can see, we can be able to get the message of the parts of the gifts of the spirit. This church of Corinth did not understand this. Now, you are the body of Christ, Paul says in verse 27, and each one of you is a part of it. That's very true. We are the body of Christ and we are part of it, each one of us. And God has placed in the church, first, the apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kind of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret? Now, eagerly desire the greater gifts. And yet I'll show you the most excellent way. Now, what I want to just summarize here is that Paul was now giving all those many gifts including the gifts of apostles. As an apostle is a gift, teacher is a gift, miracle worker is a gift, those healers in the church are a gift, speakers in tongues are gifts. Is it all of them, those who interpret, all of them must work together. And the message here Paul is bringing forth is this in conclusion, that members of the body must work together for the body to function here on earth. The same way, the gifts given by the one spirit to the one body, though there are many gifts, must work together without competing, but complementing each other and getting to know that each one of them, they have got part to play. And there's not one that is better than the other. Some of them might be seen, those gifts, others might not be gift, you know, might not be visible. But that does not mean that they don't benefit the body of Christ. Let's appreciate the gifts that God has given us. And let's pray to God that we'll not go through disorder by it, not understanding or by ignorant, being ignorant about the spiritual gifts. Lord, help us. Where we are ignorant about the spiritual gift and the spiritual dimension, open our eyes to see the gifts given to us and to let them work here on world, in the world, when the church unites together. In Jesus' name.